The United States has not revised its food safety laws in more than 70 years. Change is coming. Congress has ordered the Food and Drug Administration to review and update the rules. In recent times, there have been concerning cases of foodborne illnesses and recalls for products ranging from peanut butter, spinach, to eggs. Congress specified that the revised law should not undermine local food systems, but some local growers feel the changes could stomp on their operations. Local food production consumes Kristen Kurkowski's life. Professionally, she helped create a statewide farmers market association through her job with the UW Extension. Personally, she married a farmer. The Kurkowskis grow more than 50 kinds of vegetables on these 40 acres in Waukesha County.
Up there's got to be a coal crop. It's probably broccoli.
They sell at a roadside stand and 5 farmers markets.
We sell plants and things in the spring. And then now we're down to squash and onions and potatoes and things like that.
A few years ago, Kurkowski and her husband built their own greenhouses, 3 of them, to kickstart their growing season and save money.
We grow all of our own transplants. It helps with all the kind of disease issues, and it's a lot cheaper to do. So we start it probably, well, some of the stuff starts as early as mid-February.
Kurkowski says the proposed food safety rules lump together industrial farms and small producers, opening them to layers of fees and certifications they don't now need.
There's GAP, which is good agricultural practices.
It includes a keep wildlife off your fields rule.
And they want you to fence your entire property and walk that fence line twice a year, or twice a week. Twice a week. That's a lot of time. There's also expectations for water testing.
If farms draw irrigation water from streams or ponds rather than groundwater,
you're supposed to have regular testing of your water, which can run into hundreds of dollars a year.
Kurkowski watches her husband load their truck with Brussels sprouts for the next day's market.
My husband works 100 hours a week. Probably makes about $5 to $6 an hour in a good year. He can go to McDonald's and work for 40 hours for more than he can make here. I mean, he loves to farm. It's who he is. It's part of who he is, and it's just ingrained in him. But, you know, if you start looking at it practically, it's just kind of crazy.
Kurkowski says she doesn't know of any cases of foodborne illnesses linked to small fresh market producers. Yet she believes they want to make certain their products remain safe.
So I think what we really need to do is think about small farms. Where are the areas of risk, and can we mitigate those risks without going into regulation?
She's about to test her theory on a group of small growers.
I just got a grant from the USDA. So what we're going to do is we're having a gentleman come in who is a fresh market grower who is certified, and he's going to talk about the areas on most fresh market vegetable farms that are the highest risk and what they can do in a simple, not, you know, efficient way that's cost-effective to mitigate those risks.
In Wisconsin, there are 1,400 small market growers. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.